This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hardened his rejection of Hamas demands for an end to the Gaza war in exchange for the freeing of hostages, saying on Sunday that would keep the Palestinian Islamist group in power and pose a threat to Israel. Netanyahu said Israel was willing to pause fighting in Gaza in order to secure the release of hostages still being held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In Cairo, Hamas leaders held a second day of truce talks with Egyptian and Qatari mediators with no apparent progress, reported as the group maintained its demand any agreement must end the war in Gaza, Palestinian officials said. The head of the World Food Program says the people of Gaza are starving to death. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Cindy McCain said,
"There's famine, full-blown famine in the north, and it's moving its way south."
Her comments come as Israel announced it closed a key humanitarian aid crossing on Sunday after its military claimed it had been fired at along the route. McCain stressed the need to address the issue of famine straight away.
"We can't let this happen."
As ceasefire talks in Cairo have ended, Israel has vowed to carry out a planned ground offensive in Rafah, where over a million Palestinians are seeking shelter from the daily Israeli military strikes on the enclave. I'm Karen Chamas.
The armed wing of Palestinian Islamist group Hamas claimed responsibility on Sunday for the attack on the crossing into Gaza that Israel said killed three of its soldiers. Israel's military said 10 projectiles were launched from Rafah in southern Gaza toward the area of the crossing, which it said was now closed to aid trucks. Other crossings remained open.